FM 90.3 WJTL, Francesca Battistelli's If We're Honest. Good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Good morning. This is intern Katie with your weather check for the morning. Today it is cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 82. Tonight, cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, low of 64. Friday, mostly sunny, chance of afternoon showers and a high of 83. Saturday, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 83. Sunday, mostly sunny, chance of afternoon showers and a high of 82. It's currently 68 and cloudy.
This morning, our very special guest is our friend Tyler Hoover with Servant Stage. Good morning again, Tyler.
Good morning, Fred.
It's always a joy to have you here.
Thanks for having
me. Tell us about Servant Stage.
Servant Stage is a nonprofit theater company based here in the Lancaster County area with a mission to make outstanding theater accessible for everyone. And so we tour our productions around the community and make all of our shows pay what you will so anyone can come and enjoy them.
And you are finally able to do Fiddler on the Roof.
We are at long last. Yeah. We're so excited. We usually get the rights for shows, you know, maybe a year in advance. This was more than that. Jonathan Bauer, our executive director, he said he always was just checking to see, is it available yet? Is it available yet? And finally, it's like beginning of last year, we found out we can do it. And then we had to keep it under wraps for so long.
Right.
So we were so excited to finally be able to do a show that's been at the top of our list for quite a while.
And I understand that your current show, which kicks off next week, next Friday, has quite the family feel. Tell us about that.
It does, indeed. I mean, Fiddler on the Roof, obviously, for those who know the show, it's about a village. It's about a family in that village. And we have both a village and some families. village meaning it's our largest cast ever.
Yeah.
So 84 people in the cast.
Amazing.
Some of that includes some shared roles and doubling. So there won't be more than a mere 69 on stage at a time.
Oh, that's all.
Just that's all.
Yeah.
But no, it's exciting to see a show with that size of a crowd. And honestly, that also taps into the accessibility piece of our mission. That isn't just for the community. We want to get audiences out to see and experience shows. We want youth who want to be a part of our programs to be able to be, but also to create opportunities for artists.
Right.
And so when we have hundreds of people auditioning each year, we'd love to have a spot for every single one of them.
Sure.
And we're not there yet. But having shows like this that can accommodate such a large cast is a big step in the right direction toward making opportunities for as many of them as possible.
Yeah.
And it's also really cool to see the range that we get in a show like this. We've got cast members literally from 7 years old to 77.
Sure.
And from it's their first show to they've been doing this professionally for 15, 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
And I remember telling our young performers on the first night of rehearsals, I said, you're about to step into a 6-week masterclass here. Watch. Ask. Yeah. Learn. Like, there's so much you can glean that's beyond classroom knowledge in a process like this where you're working side by side with these people.
And more off stage probably than even on stage.
Both, absolutely.
See how they prepare, see how they get ready.
You can learn the business, you can learn the craft. There's just so much to be gleaned from that. And so we love having these large casts. And then you also mentioned the family component, and that's something really special in this production that our leads, our Tevye and Golda, the lead couple of the show, are being played by a real-life married couple, Robert and Colleen Amaya, who are just the sweetest people, and we love getting to work with them. And their two daughters are two of the 10 girls playing their daughters in the show.
Wow.
So that's been really, really special. And listeners may know Robert from his work in some of the Kendrick Brothers movies like Courageous. He played Javier in that, and so I think it'll be exciting for folks to see someone they may recognize from the screen in this context.
Yeah.
Similarly, our other Tevye and Golda are being played by another couple, Steve and Jess Atherholt. Steve has been involved in Sight and Sound films. He was in there. I Heard the Bells film as the lead in that. And
was
so,
he a professor at LBC for a while?
Yes, he's still at LBC.
He's still there?
He was at Sight and Sound for 20-some years. Yeah. That's where I first got to know him.
Okay.
And so it's been cool to see these families involved. And the Atherholt's kids are also in the show.
Which is so cool.
Yeah, really special when families get to do the shows together as well.
Tell us when the shows are.
We open next Friday, May 31st, have shows Friday, Saturday, Sunday, two Saturday, two Sunday. And then the following weeks, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And actually, Wednesday
wait,
the 5th,
more.
We added a bonus show just because tickets were selling so far ahead of what we were expecting.
Yeah, so people need to get their tickets ahead of time.
Highly recommend folks reserve their tickets. And I will say also, our evening shows have greater availability. So if you are up for an evening show, that's a great time to come check it out.
And you were telling me you have a live pit orchestra, and they're actually going to be dressed and part of the show.
Yeah, there's several of the performers that are on stage with the performers, and that's something really, really special. But even just how the set is designed and the layout of the staging, it's all very integrated and immersive. And that's also a goal for us, again, in part of making theater about the audience as much as the performer.
Yeah.
You know, we're not trying to adopt the theater model of come see us in a show. We're saying we want to present this for you. This is the focus here is on our audience. And so part of that is we want to make our shows as immersive as possible.
Yeah.
So to bring the cast out into the audience that you really feel a part of it during the show and then afterwards getting to interact with the cast and just know how honored we are to have you there.
Not only immersive, but you want to make them accessible so they're pay what you are able.
Absolutely. So whatever you can give, we have donation baskets or you can scan a QR code on your program and give easily from your phone. But we are completely a donation model. So whatever you're able to give is what makes it possible, not only for us to do these shows, but for other people to come and see it.
Check it out online, serviceatstage.org. Opening night is next Friday. You don't want to miss the shows. Get your tickets ahead of time, serviceatstage.org, or they can call you as well.
Yep, 717-455-0255.
Tyler, we wish you the best. Hope your show goes well.
Thanks so much, Fred.
Thanks so much for being here. Back to the music we go. Here's Steve Curtis Chapman. This is Still on WJTL. Good morning.